Subdivision and rezoning at 1191-1197, Keniston Boulevard and vacant land to the south under file DASZ27/2014.
Okay, at this time I'd like to call upon, invite Michael Falk and Matt Glavin. Sorry. Okay, yes, to make your way forward, please.
I have a handout.
Please state your name.
Matt Glavin from Terracon Development, located at 1 Terracon Place.
Thank you.
I've given you all a handout that I'll be making reference to throughout my presentation. And I thought I would start by giving just a little bit of context with respect to this application and then get into some of the issues that we have with the ACG report. So quite simply, we're here. This is a simple cleanup, housekeeping matter. We identified a problem when it came to traffic safety along Keniston Boulevard earlier this year, and this is just a simple housekeeping cleanup as a result of that. We originally had approved, and I'm using Schedule B of your package here, four approved approaches off Keniston Boulevard, one at Snow Dump Road, one at Commerce Drive. We had a right-in, right-out approximately here, as well as the inland approach. We identified that the inland approach was an unsafe approach. It was built...
I'm sorry, yes. I was looking away. Can you just point out the inland approach again?
Really, the inland approach would be part of where it's highlighted in green on your Schedule B package. We identified that it was an unsafe approach. It was built in the 1960s. The geometry of it is rather unsafe for truck traffic. Its close proximity to the rail line does not meet the Federation of Canadian Municipalities standards when it comes to setbacks for rail. The stacking lanes for the left-hand turns coming in there are not adequate. There aren't adequate acceleration or deceleration lanes. Plus, since 1960, there's been a lot of development in the area, especially IKEA. It's transformed. It's also the area where four lanes converge down into two. So it's a rather unsafe intersection. And we identified that and worked collaboratively with Public Works to come up with a new approach that was separated from a proper distance from the rail line. There was a proper stacking lane, a proper acceleration and deceleration lane. And coincidentally enough, this one is opening tomorrow, and this one is closing as a result of that approval. This approach is closing, as well as our right-in, right-out is closing. So we went from four approaches down to three. Are there any questions before I proceed?
So we're just getting to the right page.
Okay.
So I see the one on the far will be north, right by IKEA there, by the tracks. That one's closing.
This one's closing, and this one is opening. And so as a result of that, we were left with some unusable land.
Okay, so the one that's closing, is that the one that's currently the cement plant?
Access road?
Correct. So we now have this new shared approach, and as a result of this approach closing, we have some unusable land that we've acquired from inland and are now incorporating into our Tuxedo Business Park.
Is that the land that the cement plant sits on?
You're talking about this little sliver to the between the tracks and the old approach?
Currently, this would be their parcel, this lot number one, yes.
Yeah. The entire lot?
Yeah.
Is that the parcel that you acquired from?
We acquired this portion here. So if you were to look at that yellow line, I'll pull up this one here. It's a little easier on Schedule A.
All of lot one, though.
We acquired what would be from this yellow line over to this green line.
Okay. We'll just come over there.
See, this yellow line is the parcel?
Yeah, lot one.
Yeah, this is what we're subdividing, creating which would be part of ours and part of what we've acquired.
So have you acquired all of Lot 1?
Not all of Lot 1. We've only acquired this portion here.
You need to subdivide it off.
Yes.
To close.
Yes.
And you're going to close that. So you're just doing this to close that approach and create the new shared approach.
Yes, we've created the new shared approach. As a condition of approval of that new shared approach, this approach closed. It had to close.
Okay.
And we're left with unusable land that we're now incorporating into Tuxedo Business Park.
All right.
Thank you. Are we okay with
yes,
the so sort of the context
yes,
of everything
yes.
now?
So, okay. So that plant will continue to operate on its existing site.
Yes.
Lehigh will maintain ownership of that. Okay.
And, then, okay. and therefore, the cement plant will use the new approach?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Anything further?
At all, or any, did you have to agree with the right of way in place, an agreement, an access agreement for the new approach? It's on your land. So I'm presuming you have an agreement with the Lehigh Cement.
We do, yes.
To do that? Is that part of this?
We requested it.
That's there? Okay. Thank you.
My apologies, I called you Mr. Falk. Mr.
No,
there we go.
That's fine. I thought I would continue, if we're okay with the context and sort of background of what we're doing, that I'd get into the ACG report. Greg doesn't want me to.
There is no ACG report.
Winnipeg Public Service recommendation. Am I not using the right terminology? Item number two. AI, the request is being made for us to submit to the committee for plan approval prior to the issuance of building permit. I'll direct you to Schedule C of your package and just sort of give a little bit of context of who we are and what we do. Terracon has been around for approximately 50 years. We have three master plan business parks, two in St. Boniface, and our most high-profile one along Kennison Boulevard being Tuxedo Business Park. If you haven't had an opportunity to drive through the parks, I'd invite you to. You'll take note of the luscious gardens, the waterfalls, the fountains, and the beautiful landscaping that takes place in our parks, which we've found to be very inviting and desirable workplace. We've heard from multiple tenants that this is an attractive feature, that they've been able to retain and attract employees because of this. And if you turn on page 3 of that Schedule C, you'll note the number of corporate events that are held within our parks, particularly in the recreation areas. There's barbecues, there's fun activity days. And lastly, on our last page is just the number of tenants that we have, both on a local, national, and international scale. So we have extremely high standards when it comes to fencing, when it comes to lighting, landscaping, parking, and signage. We have created a master plan for our park. And we set and enforce rules and standards that are above the minimum requirements of the zoning bylaw. So we feel that we should not be policed to a lower standard, and we respectfully ask that we continue to police ourselves. So we ask that this condition be removed and we continue to follow our master plan as well as the standards that we've established in the park. I'll just continue with the next one, if that's okay.
I'll just give me a moment. I just want to reread that condition.
Just give a second. They're all sitting here.
Yes.
Oh, sorry. When you ask for removal of the condition, I just want to clarify. Are you talking about the entire condition or just the portion that relates to referral to PP&D?
Or I'm asking for full removal of the condition.
Okay. All right, I don't have any other questions on that.
The next item would be item number 3. With respect to the easement, I'll just use Schedule B as a reference. There's a current easement, plan number 34919, that grants the city access approximately here where I'm drawing my finger, back to these lakes at the back. We're fine with providing the city access across the new approach and over and up where the existing easement exists. We just want this portion partially discharged. So in simple terms, we're just asking that this portion of the access be moved from here to here for the easement. So just be reworded accordingly that we're taking this part away and granting the city access over here. For reasons that we would not be able to obtain a building permit if this easement were to still exist across this portion.
Come up there again so you can show.
Okay. So there's a current easement that runs approximately like this to grant the city access to these lakes.
Mm-hmm.
We're asking that the easement be reworded so that this portion be partially discharged and the access or the easement run like this. So across our new approach.
Okay. Planners, were you in support of that?
Okay, and if there's no...
Any questions in that regard to that?
No.
Okay.
Point number five, the land dedication. The city is asking for 10% cash in lieu. We ask that this condition be removed, quite frankly, because it was already paid. I'll use Schedule B once again. When Tuxedo Business Park was first created, there was approximately seven parcels that were created. Tuxedo Business Park was approximately 100 acres, and of which 24 acres, 18 acres being this big pond or retention pond, and 6 acres being this open space, was dedicated to the city. So that was an approximately 24% dedication back in 1999. So anything that is being asked for us to dedicate at this point, we feel is rather punitive when we've already over-dedicated. So respectfully ask that that condition be removed.
Any questions?
I don't have any questions, no. I might have a couple of comments.
I do have one more. Point number six. I'm not too sure what exactly is being asked in the report on that condition. It reads that the director of planning, property, and development be authorized to certify any documents in connection therewith. I'm just not sure what that means.
Comment on that.
When you do your easement documents and that, we have to certify them. So I think that's all it means. It's just the more people are in that.
Right. It is fairly broad in its wording, and I guess I would be concerned if I were the developer as to what I would have to bring forward or not bring forward.
I would think, we talked about the rewording of our easement that we're asking for. Perhaps it could be reworded in such a way that condition isn't necessary. I agree, it seems rather broad, and I don't know exactly what it's asking for.
Is that a standard condition, these kinds of?
Yeah, well, typically with connection to the easements that are being registered, no. This isn't my department, so.
Okay, I'm. just give me a moment here. Look up a previous DA said that might have referred to this.
In connection therewith, it's not really clear what it's for. But therewith is not related to any other clause here.
It's standard. It's, we've had it in previous subdivision rezonings connecting to the dedication, the subdivision is the rezoning.
Is it related to the dedication?
I believe it is in regard to a previous application where the condition is it's following the 10% dedication clause, as well as any of the registrations of the subdivision and rezoning.
So what are you saying?
That it's a standard condition associated with the subdivision rezoning. I agree perhaps the wording is a little broad, but this is how the previous subdivision rezonings have been registered with land development.
If I can, in a lot of cases there's other agreements that have to go along with the rezoning with respect to servicing agreements and that. In this case, there are no servicing agreements.
Okay.
So I think that's what it refers to.
Okay, thank you. Okay, were there any other points?
I don't think I have anything further had. I'll just state I still am uncertain as to what the clause is, and I think there's a little bit of uncertainty around the table, and if there's uncertainty as to, it may be a standard clause, but if there's uncertainty as to what it's actually doing, I don't see the necessity of it.
Well, just a question for the clerk. If this is approved, where does it go from here again?
If there's changes to it, Councillor, or go to
no,
the property?
If there's no changes.
If there was no changes in opposition, it would go straight to EPC.
EPC?
Yeah.
So perhaps we can have a more fulsome discussion about that clause at EPC. Can it be amended there, or would it have to be changed?
It can be amended, but there's the applicant cannot speak to it again once it leaves here.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, sorry, Craig.
Yes, go, yeah, of course, yes.
You can refer it to property planning to make a decision. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to go to EPC.
Yeah. Typically they go to EPC if there's no amendments or no opposition, but it could go. But it's still the same process. The applicant still can't speak to it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I'm just a little hesitant to have it removed if it's something that's been there. Although I do question it. It does seem rather broad, but I think I'd be inclined to leave it at this point.
Is an option, just for point of clarity, and bear with us.
Yeah.
Is an option to lay it over? Can we lay this over? I know it doesn't happen immediately, but it would give us time to kind of clarify, or would you prefer not?
I think that we can, deal with it. And, okay. If this is a standard clause, other developers have had to deal with it with the planning department in the past. I can make a note of it when it comes forward to EPC to, in the meantime, I'll get more information from the planner who wrote the report, and we can deal with it at EPC. I think that's the way to go. I'm just hesitant to remake the wheel at this point, given it's our very first community committee, and I tend to agree with you that it seems rather broad. I'm not sure what it relates to. I think what I'm hearing from you guys is that this is always there. Is that right?
More or less, yeah. Without going back into a number of other subdivision rezonings, the one that we've looked at has also required it with the registration of a zoning agreement or anything like that. So.
Okay. All right. Any more?
I have nothing further to add. Okay. Happy to answer any questions that you have.
Okay. All right. I don't have any questions. So I do have a couple comments. I am I'm not inclined to waive the condition under 2A1 or recommend that. And particularly, I would like to see plans come forward to the community committee. It is my ward, and I'm just interested to make sure that we follow up properly on new applications that come forward. and I'm not inclined to waive or recommend the waiving of the dedication either. It's just to let you know. So, how do we proceed?
We still have to go forward. We still have some more.
Okay.
So can I speak to that?
Yes.
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
The one thing I will say is that we've been in the business for 50 years. We've been recognized award-winning parks, and everything that is being asked for within that plan approval is addressed within the zoning bylaw. And it's the reason why in 2008, Councillor Clement of this committee removed the condition for plan approval for all of Tuxedo Business Park. So the zoning bylaw is the minimum, but I'm going above and beyond that minimum standard. So don't feel that we should be policed to that lower standard. So we don't see the gain from either our perspective or your perspective of having that plan approval. And with respect to the dedication, we've already paid it, and I don't think we should lose sight as to why we're here. We did the right thing. We improved safety for the area, and we shouldn't be penalized for that.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Quick.
Never refuse an opportunity. Mr. Falk? Okay, thank you, Mr. Falk. Is there anyone else in support at this time? Okay.
I have no one so far for opposition, Councillor. We can just check again.
Okay, anyone here for opposition at all in any way? Like to speak in opposition to this proposal? Okay. Anyone here for information? Murray Riddell is here. Yes. Would you like nothing to read? Just observer. Okay. Thank you, Murray. Okay. If Mr. Glavin has anything further at this time?
No.
Okay. All right. Any other questions that anyone would have? Any comments? Yes.
Just if you wanted to change the clause about the easement.
Yes.
To refine it a bit.
Oh, where? So which number
yeah.
six?
Yeah. Number six here. Yeah. Number six.
Yeah. The old number three is with respect to the easement.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
The applicant was asking to revise that clause to include the.
Which was it? Number three.
Clause so number three.
The applicant granted an easement for access. That so this number three is the closing of the existing easement and replacing it with the having the easement over the new shared road.
Yeah, this words that, the wording of this is that an easement is required, and the applicant was requesting that the existing easement be closed, that part of it be closed, at, so there'd be a partial closure. Now, whether this clause covers that or not is whether we can actually close the other one, if we can't, maybe the best thing is just to add on this clause that if you agree with it, that a partial closure would apply to the lot. I'm not sure what lot it is, lot two. So you could amend this clause to add on a sentence with respect to the closure of partial easement.
The partial easement across lot one?
Yeah. To remove that.
To remove that, and then what about replacing it with the easement?
Yeah, you could keep this clause, mm-hmm. but just add on to this sentence that partial release or partial discharge.
That would satisfy it? Okay.
So that there's no misunderstanding. What happens is when it gets to our legal department, they sometimes, you know, if it's not specifically...
It's not safe. Okay.
Just to be clear, so I just had another...
I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Councillor.
So you're suggesting that we add a sentence, basically after the words water and waste, comma, and that the existing portion of the easement on... How would we describe it?
The existing easement will be partially discharged as required. We'd say to the satisfaction of the director also.
I just want to be careful that we're not discharging the entire easement site.
Partially.
We have to be pretty clear as to...
Get a partial discharge to allow for a building permit on lot...
Chair, recognize Mr. Glass. Yeah. Thank you for coming back to the microphone.
Perhaps you could reference the plan number. It's 34919.
Thanks.
So because of this amendment, this will mean that it will go to property and development now?
Are we good with everything then so far?
Yeah.
Okay, entertain a motion then, Marty.
When I make the motion,
we'll put the amendment in and you do your motion, Councillor.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I move that the report of the Winnipeg Sub Public Service be taken as read. Okay, subject to the following amendment.
We'll do your amendment when we get further down.
Okay. I move that the report of the Winnipeg Public Service be taken as read.
Okay. It's been moved. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed no. It is carried.
I hereby move that the receipt of public representations be concluded.
It is moved. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed no. It's carried.
I hereby move that the recommendation of the public service be concurred in.
I just want to make sure you're saying contained in the revised report too, Councillor, please. That the recommendation contained.
That the recommendation of the Winnipeg Sub Public Service contained in the revised report.
Dated
November 10th, be concurred in.
And we'll say as amended.
As amended.
We're going to amend.
Okay. As amended and referred to the Standing Policy Committee on Property and Development.
Yeah, with the following amendments.
With the following amendments. Do you want to read out the amendment?
Yeah. Okay, so you want the existing easement will be partially discharged as required to the satisfaction of the Director of Water and Waste, and that would be for plan number 349100.
34919.
Does that
fit
with
that
what?
That allows to.
So do you want me to read that again for you, Councillor?
Sure.
The existing easement will be partially discharged for, and I'll put for plan number 34919 as required to the satisfaction of the Director of Water and Waste.
That's an amendment to Clause 3.
Clause 3. Clause 3. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Should I redo that? But the recommendation of the public service as the report has been amended be concurred in and referred to the Policy Committee on Property and Development. With the following amendments.
Yeah.
And that's the amendment that you just...
And clause 3, by adding the existing easement, will be partially discharged as per plan number 34919 as required to the satisfaction of the Director of Water and Waste.
Thank you.
Cool. Okay. It is moved. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay. So ordered.
I move that the following supporting reasons be provided, namely that I concur in the recommendation of the planner, and I concur in the presentation of Mr. Glavin with respect to the closing of the partial closing of the easement and the creation of the new easement.
Okay, it's been moved. So that has been moved. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay.
I move that the public hearing with respect to this application be concluded.
It is moved. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay. Please note that the committee has made a recommendation on this matter that will now proceed to council. No further representations are permitted on the subdivision and rezoning. All persons registered for public hearing will receive notice when the matter is considered by council.
Thank you.
Thank you.